Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're rocking here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Beverly Flexington is here. She's one of our favorites in the Brain Trust. 8 years she's been hanging out with us. She's the author of, 17, 18 books sold under under a billion copies across the galaxy. Self-Talk to For a Calmer You, Make Your Shift. That's just two of the many books that she's written. I encourage you to check her out at the-collaborative.com. Beverly, thanks again for being here. We're talking about dealing with stress, and perspective is important. We talked about that in the last segment. Check on your family if they're okay. Does anything else really matter? Also, you talked about memes. I like the ones that make me laugh. Of course, my son sent me one the other day that said, "These days, he understands why Ernest T. Bass threw rocks at people." I thought that was a pretty good one. So what do you think? A lot of small businesses are really suffering right now. They're really under the gun, and we take it so personally. Our employees are like our family. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking as you were talking, Jim, how that probably is maybe the most difficult thing for us, but the most important thing to keep in mind is that, you know, our employees are watching us to get a sense of, you know, how bad is it, how good is it, and, you know, there's something to be said for that emotional intelligence where we, you know, we can kind of self-regulate. I talked about my business owner who was telling me about the cookies and mine, and I think, you know, if there's something that you need to do before you get on a conference call or go into the retail shop where your employees are, or, you know, in the gym where, you know, there's less people coming. I was talking to somebody who ran gym the other day, and he said, you know, I actually sit in my car outside for a few moments doing some deep breathing, trying to center myself, because no matter how bad it is when I walk in there, I have to be the rock for my employees. Mm-hmm. And he said it takes a lot out of me, but I feel I owe that to him. So I think, you know, his view, we kind of have to think about that too, which is that everything we're projecting, our employees are picking up on, they're reading our cues. Mm-hmm. And it is important, I think, Jim, to be thoughtful before we go into conversations and just to the best we can, look, we're all human, you know, we're all dealing with this and we all want to just go out and throw the rocks mm-hmm. at something or somebody. But trying to take that time and be able to center and just kind of be strong, I think we have to. What other choice? You know, we need our employees to be as positive as they can be.
And you're right. They're watching us. They're expecting us to be leaders. And we can't be one of them when this is going on. We have to elevate ourselves to what I call the CEO level. We have to be the CEO, not even the manager. We have to be the CEO to that level, and even if we are as frightened as they are, maybe we have to demonstrate leadership, which leadership has courage, leadership is calmer, and I'll tell you that this self-talk thing is powerful, and you know I say things to myself like, you know, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber, or one of my favorites is from Sylvester Q. Pussycat. Remember that character? He would be thrown out of a restaurant for mooching, and he'd dust himself off and say, "I've been thrown out of better restaurants than this." You know, and whenever something I didn't like happens, I'll say to myself, "I've been thrown out of better places than this." and it's just a way of dealing with it. And I'll tell you something else, and I'll let you finish here. A little short prayers help me. God help me. That's a little short one. Help me to be calm, Lord. Things like that. And if I have time, Say the 23rd Psalm slowly is amazing. What do you think?
Without a doubt. In fact, I love things like that. And like I said, I mean, I'll keep a quote near me. I learned one from a hypnotherapist trainer of mine years ago. He said, you know, I'm calm, I'm confident, I'm in control. And I can't even tell you how often I'll do the deep breathing. I'll say that over and over until I actually start to feel it. Or one, when my kids were little, I used to say to them, look, I can do one thing at a time. This is what I'm doing right now. And I do it in my business all the time. And in fact, employees will be asking me for things and I'll say, okay, extend it to me, but understand I can do one thing at a time. I'm going to focus on this. And then I'm happy to turn to that. But we got to take control
I tell mine,
somehow,
I tell mine, get in line. You're not next.
There is a great quote, right? It's like I can only serve so many people at a time, and today's not your day.
That's right. Take a number. I'll get to you in a minute. Exactly. I do have an open door, but there's a number peg on the door frame there. So take one. Hey, Beverly, last thoughts. I got 30 seconds.
I just think, Jim, I mean, it sounds so simple when we talk about it. In practice, it's so much harder to do, but it is really necessary right now because we've got to be able to keep on going. There's not a choice to stop.
Yep,
so you
that's right.
have to take those steps to be able to take care of yourself. You just have to.
Well said. The wisdom of Beverly Flexington, ladies and gentlemen. The-collaborative.com is their website. Find her books there. Hey, Beverly, we love having you on the show. Will you come back soon?
Of course, Jim. It's always my pleasure. You make my day.
Thank you. Beverly Flexington, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.